I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
We need to talk about pets gone awry.
Ooh.
And Amber's already saying she doesn't want to participate in this because her dog's an angel.
My dog is perfect.
Has never pooped inside?
Only when she's been sick.
Nice. Has never chewed through anything?
Never.
Nice.
Has not eaten? Okay. I don't want to get all... Has not eaten your underwear ever?
Never.
Wow.
No dog I've... Like,
she doesn't go through with the trash... She doesn't.
What?
She's like seriously an angel, and she's a rescue, and she's terrified of certain things. So I thought maybe she'd be skittish and like go through the trash or do something crazy one day. Never. She's an angel.
Awesome.
That's not fair.
I know, right?
Every dog I've ever had or been associated with has eaten my girlfriend's underwear.
Nope.
What?
It's a really weird thing. I don't know.
Your girlfriends wore underwear? Okay, I'm just kidding.
This was okay. Back in the... Yes, they all... Yes.
They got eaten?
Eaten. And then...
Yeah.
It's there's a horrifying process as they're passing it because it... I don't... Yeah.
You have to help out?
Yes.
Because it gets stuck?
It won't come all the... So it's...
Oh, you'll
have
to do that.
There's...
You,
no. They, like, your dog... You see your dog walking around with just a little pink tail coming out. And you... It doesn't come... So you have to grab... And like...
Okay, you don't rip it out.
Well,
like
you don't... I mean, you don't...
Be gentle, but...
Right.
You got to help him out.
Yes. You hold it and it walks away. And then
sort of. Yes. Okay. You're like, yeah, and hit him on the... Okay. No, it's a... Yes.
Yeah, gently.
Because, yes. Because it just, it's like when it's the clown with the handkerchief and the...
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing.
Yeah, and it just, and it's like, and it's chewed up, so it's sometimes longer. You're like, whoa, how many underwear did you eat?
Whoa.
I remember pulling out of more than one dog.
Okay.
Because my dog, when I was young, I had a girlfriend over and when I was like 16, and he ate her underwear.
What? I've never had a...
You, really?
Is it a boy dog?
Stamp never?
Girl dog?
Raina was a girl dog. Mojo was a boy dog. Both relations, yeah.
Or the
maybe women just emit some sort of pheromone or something when they're around me, and it gets on their...
Give me a break.
On their skivvies.
That's why every dog goes up to women and like sniffs their crotch right away.
It is, because there's something on
there. They want the underwear.
Well, there was a cat that destroyed the family's home. Apparently, it sleeps in their laundry room, which is weird. That's probably where your litter box is, though, right?
Yes. Yeah, that makes sense.
Because you want it out of the way. Anyway, it turned on the faucet.
And the family didn't know,
and they were
right?
At work, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They got up or whatever, and they found puddles all over the house. They wandered around. It was more than $40,000.
Sprinkles.
Wow. Destroyed.
Sprinkles.
With a faucet.
I mean, isn't that a commercial with that dude?
What?
The dude, the mayhem dude.
Yes.
He does one where he's like turning on a sink and like licking it.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
You know who mayhem is?
The
dude
insurance
on
guy.
The insurance is like, you're too busy tailgating. If notice me tailgating. Never. Yeah.
He was in the John Wick movie.
I feel like I should. Oh, I don't know. Anyways.
We're all going to take a break here so Amber can catch up on what? I don't even know who it is.
I forget his name.
It's not Farmers.
Does he always look beat up?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
He's the one who licks What's-Her-Bucket's face. Yep.
Wears black with the tie.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
He did that exact same thing where he was like, he turned on the laundry room sink or whatever.
40
and then
grand.
40
wow.
grand. Yeah. They had to, yeah. It took 30 different dryers and humidifiers, and trust me, I've been through this.
Jeez.
You have to prove that you've done a lot of stuff to prove your house is back up.
You said you had to get those huge special...
Huge fans.
Like a Hollywood
like movie
size.
Set fans
yeah.
inside my house, and it costs like $75 a day. And I had to have several of them in my house.
Holy crap.
All right, well, if you've got some pet damage, we'd love to hear what your pet did to your house or car or whatever. So we have another story. Who has a pet donkey?
I just read... Who bought who a pet? So Jason Momoa just bought Lisa Bonet, his wife, a pet donkey.
Shut your mouth.
Yep, and she was in tears.
Didn't What's-Her-Bucket buy What's-Her-Bucket? Look at me. Nobody knows any names. Kristen Bell, Dax Shepard, he got her. No, he didn't get her a sloth. He just brought her a sloth.
Oh,
and let her.
Yeah.
Well, somebody who's got a pet donkey, it was like allowed to be outside. That's where you have to have it. It ate all the bark off of one of their trees until the tree died.
Oh, yes.
And then it's tens of thousands of dollars to cut down.
Ooh. To remove the tree. Ooh.
Yeah, that's good.
Here's a fun fact. My mother-in-law had a horse for a pet that was like a pet. Like, it came in the house. Like, she let it just wander through. They live out in the country. It was not like a full-size. It could just come in.
In and out as it wanted to, because they always have their...
It would come into the kitchen.
It wasn't a mini.
Nope.
And it didn't crap in the kit or
destroy everything?
It would just come trotting in. She'd feed it carrots and stuff.
That's
it. Eventually destroyed some stuff, and that's when she had to stop.
That's not fun.
It got scared one day. There was a mouse. I never knew horses were afraid. They're afraid of like little
elephants,
little rodents.
Is that true?
Yeah, the little tiny rodents, elephants.
Something was inside the house and it started bucking in their living room and just destroyed.
Ooh.
And she's sort of an artist, so she'd had all these mosaic things.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So it destroyed a bunch of stuff. And there's one other one I really wanted to get to. Where was that one? Oh, a couple ones. A family T-boned a car. A dog T-boned a car.
A dog?
Apparently the dog got... It doesn't really say what happened, but the dog probably got in the car, put it in neutral.
Oh, one of those deals. Yeah.
How... You can't just put a car in neutral without turning the key on. How would the dog...
I thought you have to put the brake down, too.
You do. There's steps, unless it's... if it's a stick.
Then they can.
Then the dog could do it.
Then it can.
So that's one other doggy damage. The last one is somebody had to pay like $500 for a door. Their dog was afraid, much as Amber's dog is, of pooping in the house. And it had some sort of accident. So it was so scared of being in trouble... It chewed through a door, a solid oak door.
Damn.
Whoa.
To get itself outside so she wouldn't be punished.
Holy.
And it was like, they said it's 400 euros, whatever that is, to fix the door. So if you've had a dog or a cat or a donkey damage something in your house, we want your pet damage stories. Rena.
Yay.
Pet damage.
Yeah, I adopted a cane Corso. And she was about 10 months old, and she was abused as a puppy and had separation anxiety. They told me she was kennel trained, so I put her in a kennel and went to work, and she escaped the kennel, jumped through a window, got into the kitchen, and pooped throughout the house and ate all the Tupperware that was in the sink.
Ate the Tupperware.
Holy. No.
Yeah. How did they get out of the crate? Like, it's a metal crate, right?
Get out.
They can?
She got out somehow. She squeezed through, pulled back, whatever. She had scratches on her nose, and it was bleeding from her trying to squeeze out.
Damn.
I only took a half day that day because I was unsure about her. And luckily, I came home and had to clean up the whole house.
Not the Tupperware.
I don't understand how they can poop on command. It's like, you know.
Out of spite.
Mojo would do that too. He's mad and
he would go around.
Yes, and he'd go on stuff that he knew. I swear he knew what was expensive. Because we had just bought like an area rug and he just walked around in circles on the area rug and it's like,
A Persian rug that cost 30 grand?
This looks like the perfect spot.
Oh my God. Thank you for the call, Rena. Nikki.
Yay!
Pet damage.
Our pit bull had puppies, and we sold them. And one of them we sold to our friend who had a car repair business. And one day the puppy was messing around on the lot, and he managed to go underneath and crawl under about 10 cars and chew up all the wires and hoses from beneath.
Oh, no.
Cars on the lot.
Holy
That's not your fault. Yeah. I mean, they took the puppy.
No, the sale was complete by then.
Because you're just hosed.
Right, literally.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I'm an idiot. Oh, my God. Were they mad at you, or was it cool?
No, they weren't mad at us at all. He actually had a pretty good sense of humor about it. He did not anticipate that occurring, and it was quite a bit of damage. I'm pretty sure he had insurance.
Wow.
That
sucks. All thought it was very funny.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Thank you for the call, Nikki. Debbie.
Yay.
Pet damage.
My dog ate my wall-to-wall carpeting.
What is that?
I'm going to tell you, like, what kind of dog was it? Was it like a boxer or something big?
Australian Shepherd.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it literally ate
all
the Berber from one side of the room to the other.
It did. We were getting ready to move the next day, and this house was going to be rented in a week. And so we went out to dinner that night because there was no food in the house, came home, and the carpet in the bedroom was gone.
Gone, gone.
What?
That's him. Like, and was he huge and fat?
He almost died that night, not from the carpet, but
yeah. Because he's
probably so stressed from the move. Didn't absolutely know what was happening.
They know more about what's going on. They can tell when you're going on a vacation. Like, you get the suitcases down and the dogs are like, wait a minute. Yeah. I know what that means.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Anyhow.
The carpet.
That's...
get hardwood.
Thank you for the call, Debbie. Katie.
Yai.
Pet damage.
My dog bent his metal baby gate down to escape from the kitchen and ate my 2-week-old top grain leather couch.
Oh my, what?
No.
Shredded.
Oh.
Completely took it out.
Yeah, and then passed out in the wreckage.
Oh, what?
Because those big, and it's like, didn't we have a boss who had a boxer and they buy a mattress, they put it on like a queen size mattress, pull the mattress off, eat the corner, buy a new mattress, pull the mattress off, eat the corner. It did it like to three
That's
different.
That's right.
Like when they're hungry, it's like pika for dogs.
I guess. And they don't quit.
They don't. Did he actually ingest it or just tear it up?
Oh, he just shredded it up like a big old stuffed toy.
Oh, those are cheap.
It's not. It's awful. Thank you for the call, Katie. Carrie.
Yes.
Pet damage.
Hi.
Yeah.
What was your pet damage?
Well, pet damage is for my relatives that live up in Alaska.
Okay.
Short-tailed relatives that live up in Alaska, and they let their moose in. It's a young moose that goes inside the house.
Not a good idea.
This seems like moose aren't like...
It walks around like a dog, and it goes up to the sink and loves the carrots. They can feed it carrots.
Okay.
And then what they do is just, you know, let it kind of look out the window. And then they open up the door, and it eventually goes out the door. And then during the summertime, the same family must be, but, you know, they have the elk, and then the kitchen window, they made a kitchen window by the sink. And what they do is when they're washing their vegetables and everything, they just feed the moose the vegetables.
So. That's actually kind of
fun. But they've never busted anything?
It really hasn't. It just kind of knows where... You know, it's like ducks under doors, and it just kind of knows where to do, but it really hasn't done the damage that you think it should, you know?
That's actually...
But it does. It makes a mess on the floor from, you know, because the feet are pretty barefoot-looking type feet. And
yeah, but as long as it's not leaving a big old moose dropping in the middle
That's
of the...
That's kind of fun, actually.
Well, that one really didn't qualify, so I guess we end on a sad note.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.